Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online's Once Upon a Time Recap. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily. How are you, Emily?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Rachel?
I'm excited to talk about this episode, as I am with every show that we do.
Obviously. Always excited to talk about Once Upon a Time.
I could talk about it for probably a couple of hours, but...
For sure, for sure.
30 minutes.
Time's wasted. No time to waste.
No time to waste dissecting this episode. Jumping right in, I have to say I love the dwarves in this episode and their shenanigans and how, like, just all their, like, little one-liners, mostly grumpy, but, like, just all their just little... Their scenes were just hilarious to me, and I loved every single moment. And I want more of the dwarves because we don't get enough of them.
Yeah, super funny. I was like, especially just the way that they opened it, they all were just like speeding down, like Grumpy is being super dramatic, like, you know, diva Grumpy, like, you know, flying off the seat of his pants like he always is. And it's just so funny how, like, of course they're always like trying to like convince one of the other dwarves to, like, go over the town line to, like, test the waters, and I just thought it was so funny, and that also the fact that they turn into, like, some weird tree, like, it probably connects to Merlin, because the whole Merlin thing with the tree, but I was like, why did he turn into a tree? That doesn't make any sense, so hopefully we get more,
there's something behind it. Like, there has to be some type of significance with the tree. There's so many theories and thoughts flying around on Tumblr right now, and I can't wait to talk about them because I agree with them and I really hope they happen.
I haven't seen anything about the tree, honestly, so I'm excited.
I haven't seen
the
tree, but
I haven't seen the tree, but
I've seen other stuff. And I'm super excited about all those theories, and I really hope everybody's right, because it would be amazing. But that's later in the episode to get to. But I love the fact that they feel the need to take Sneezy with them, even though he's, like, solid stone right now.
Yeah, he's petrified, but they're like, let's strap him to the hood of the car.
To the roof. Let's bring him to Granny's. Let's give the tree some tacos. Like, I love their brotherly union. Like, even if they're not in human form, well, we could still bring him a taco, or, you know, how are we going to feed him a tree a taco? And let's just take Sneezy and just sit him next to us at the table. Like, it's totally fine. Like, they're slowly losing their brotherhood, but they just go with it, and I love it.
Definitely.
Grumpy's will always be one of my favorite characters on the show. Like, not main characters, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's comic relief.
He's very great comic relief and always can be counted on for a great one-liner. And
Granny, man.
Especially when they're together, it's the funniest thing. Like,
it's
like, even when they were in Cam 1, they're like, oh, a party? Like, oh, a party that you didn't host or whatever he was saying. So funny.
Yeah. So Merlin is trapped in a tree. I feel like it's way more than a tree. I'm going to go with, like, some type of portal or something. Or, like, I don't feel like he's, like, just trapped in a tree.
Clearly, because he was in the real world, like, however many years ago. So
that's what I'm saying.
It's, like, it'll be interesting to find out, like, at what point did he get trapped in this tree. Because 15 or whatever years ago
Arthur, like, did say they've been waiting for him for a decade for them to come, and that was when Merlin gave his prophecies or whatever.
But it's been more than a decade since he was with Emma in Minnesota. So I'm like, did he get trapped after he made the prophecy and then he got trapped in the tree? Like, because he had to be around to give the prophecy 10 years ago. It's very confusing. I'm like, don't know where, like, the line is going to be drawn. Like,
I don't know.
Was Merlin in the tree and then he wasn't?
There's one time timeline. they're just, they never make sense. Until the very it's always end. Like, my favorite is always when they say, a long, long time ago. A long time ago. A while ago.
Don't even bother with numbers, because it'll just get super confusing.
No. There's really no timeline in the Enchanted Forest at all. Like, you can't really, like, line up events very well.
Yeah. Like, I like how in last season, they, like, kind of gave themselves a failsafe by saying, oh, all of these worlds exist outside of time. Like, the author was saying, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, they all exist out of time. Like, oh, there you go. That's how
you
explain
go.
All of the messed up everything that doesn't line up. Like, oh, well, the Enchanted Forest doesn't exist in real time. Like, there we go.
Yep. But apparently Camelot has time because they can... Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me because they still count time. Like, they still... I don't know. It's just frustrating, and sometimes I get very confused and aggravated.
Hopefully, it's, like, by the end. Normally, by the end, you can kind of, like, make sense of at least the timeline that happened, like, in the chunk of the season. So, hopefully, by episode 11 or whatever, they do the mid-cutoff at, like, we'll at least understand, like, the Merlin timeline. We might not understand the other parts, but like, well, maybe we'll understand that.
We will never understand all of the timelines, but we might get a few years down.
Yeah. Progress. Baby steps.
Yeah. Little baby steps. So they get to Camelot, and they walk in the castle, and they got trumpets and crappy CGI, as usual. And... they're like, oh, we've had, like, 10 years to plan this party for you. Now, if someone told me they've been planning a party for me for, like, over 10 years, I would have expected a lot more. Like, maybe some fire eaters or something. But, I mean, it was a pretty common plain party.
I'm like, did they? But that's what, but then, if you think about it, that what little girl that Henry was crushing on, Violet or whatever.
Violet.
She was, like, totally unimpressed. She's like, they have one of these, like, every week in Camelot. Does that mean they threw a ball every single week in case they showed up?
Right? Like, I
years?
Don't... I
like, that must have never happened, because why else would she be so bored with that? I mean, I know there's balls all the time. It's, like, a royal whatever, but she seemed, like, way over it. Like, way over it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, she has to only be, like, 13. She's probably gone to a ball every week her entire life. So she's
That'd be
over
horrible.
It.
I mean, it'd be fun for a while, and then it'd just be horrible.
Yeah, so this girl's probably gone to, like, you know, once a week.
That's like going clubbing every week. Having to do your hair and your makeup and get everything done and look nice. Too much work. I don't blame her. I'd be upset too.
That's a lot of work. And yeah, I would not want to. It's a miracle if I even put makeup on for work anymore these days. It's like ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. I love how Henry's like, oh yeah, it's so totally boring. And like inside he's clearly like geeking out because this is only like the second time.
Yeah. And the first time wasn't even like real.
Yeah, well.
Alternate universe.
Speaking of, I like how he humbly bragged, kind. It wasn't really humble at all. It was just straight up bragging how he was like, yeah, I did that. Here, listen to my technology from the 21st century, which you don't know what that is.
I thought that was super funny how they're like, oh, yeah, he has his iPod, and it totally still works. Like, he didn't die or anything. Like, I guess it's only been, you know, half a day. So
I guess.
But it was
or he could have had
like,
it off,
oh, hey, look.
He could have had it off.
But I'm just like, I love how Charming was like, oh, go impress her with the fact that you're from a mysterious land.
Charming makes a great wingman.
God, that was the greatest thing in my life. Like, one of my
and
favorite episodes
like,
moments
right.
ever.
He's just like, all right, I'll handle this because I'm the cool grandpa and I let him drive and now I'm going to give him dating advice. Like, I love how he's
so
just constantly
funny.
Trying to be so cool, and it's just like, oh, Charming, you're like,
you're so not cool. But it's so funny.
Yeah. And Snow White, like, they try so hard to be so cool, and they're just little adorable little dorks.
Yeah, that little look they gave each other with Regina, like, pooped herself into that dark black dress. They
weirdest and most. That was like my favorite scene ever, but it was also the weirdest. Like,
it gave me like super secondhand embarrassment, but I like loved it at the same time. It was like really awkward.
Yeah, I loved it because they were just like, let us show you how it's done. And Regina's like, oh my God, please stop. Someone take me. I don't even know. But we finally got to see Snow and Emma get ready for a ball together.
Oh my God. I had a lot of feelings about that.
I'm not crazy about Snow White. You know how I feel about Snow. But that totally hit me right in the feels. That hit me right in the face.
I'm like, regardless of whatever, like, random crap that Snow and Charming have gotten themselves into in the last, like, however long, I will always have Charming family feels, like, hardcore.
Yes.
Mostly on, like, because of Emma. Like,
Emma
like, hearing,
with Charming.
Yeah, hearing, like, Snow and Charming, like, when they talk about, like, things they missed out, and then when they actually get to do them with her, I'm like, oh my God, like, I just get really emotional about it, because it's like, Emma was alone her whole life, and now she finally hears how much her parents, like, wanted her to be with her.
Trying to make up for it.
I know. So, yeah. Also, Emma looking like a fairy princess with her little flower crown, and what, I'm just, like, all about that.
She
was
so pretty. I want
that
dress.
Forever.
I'm just all gonna wear. Of the dresses.
All I want in life is to look as good in a flower crown. And she
does.
And I hate flower crowns. Like, I think they're so weird. But I was like, I would wear that. I would wear that. I don't know.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one. I've never understood the flower crown thing. I don't know where it comes from. So if anyone's listening on Twitter, tweet us and let us know what the flower crown thing is.
The whole flower crown.
I know it's at,
like,
music festivals and stuff. Like, I don't know. But Emma totally worked it. She kind of changed my opinion on flower crowns. But only
for
on
real.
Her.
Like,
everyone else.
Like,
if you're
I
not
have,
Emma
like, long,
Swan,
blonde,
don't wear a flower
hair.
Yeah.
We'll start a petition.
If you're not Rapunzel, and you're not Emma Swan, don't wear a flower crown. That's it.
Amen.
It's done. Decided.
Decided.
Yeah. My really most favorite scene, and I told you, but we talked about it a little bit last night, was Captain Swan dancing, and then Robin and Regina copying them, which I'm still convinced.
Yes.
And you'll never not convince me that that was not Sean and Lana being goofballs and just, because he totally looks at the camera for a split second. I feel like they broke character, but it totally worked. It was adorable.
Yeah, it was super cute how, like, it's funny that, like, if you look at all three of the couples that they were showing, like, Snow and Charming, who are like, oh, we've done this a million times, we got this, like, they danced, and then they kind of sat to the side and watched, like, Emma and Hook, and then they watched Henry and whatever, and then Hook and Emma are just, like, super, super locked in on each other and, like, have no other thought of anybody else in the room. You could tell they were just, like, zoned in. And then there's Regina and Robin over there on the side. I have no idea what they're doing, and they're just, like, kissing in the middle of the dance floor, and they're like, well, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. This might not be appropriate, because they see that, like, Hook and Emma are just, like, dancing, you know, whatever. And it was funny to see, the, like, the different stages of, like, the couples, like, where they are.
Yeah, because if you think about it, it's not like Robin ever went to a royal ball. I mean, he's usually stealing from all those people. So I don't think he was ever really invited to the ball itself.
It was the first time for both of them. I mean, I'm sure he probably knew how to dance. Maybe not super fancy dancing like they were doing, but some kind of dancing. But
yeah,
I thought it was super cute.
Well, they were swaying to, like, their own beat, which was adorable. And then he's like, let's do the hand thing. It was just a really perfect, adorable scene. And then it got ruined by Regina's past. Go figure. Once again, Regina, you gotta stop setting things on fire and killing people. Like, you just, every time your past comes back to bite you in the ass. And it's just, I don't know. I just feel like every time there's new characters, it's like, I remember you when you killed this person. I remember you when you stole my voice. Oh, you helped, you know, just everything. Every person that they run into has a past with Regina, and it's just like, she's done a lot
yeah.
in her life. She's really
like,
accomplished quite a bit.
Yeah, it's, I don't think that anyone will ever, because there's always going to be somebody new who's going to be like, have to be convinced that she has changed or whatever. And so, yeah, I don't think she'll ever fully catch a break. I'm sure it'll just become easier for them the more good she builds on her side, like on the good side, like then
mm-hmm.
hopefully it'll be easier to convince, because then she'll have like, they'll like, look at all these great things I did. Like, so I feel like this was a step in the right direction, hopefully. But
yeah,
I don't think her past is gonna like just vanish away anytime soon, because that wouldn't be interesting. Let's be honest.
Exactly. One thing I do have to point out that really aggravated me was the fact that Hook was like, Emma, let me yell really loud and announce to everybody that you can't use your dark magic right now. Dark magic that you have. And I was just like, oh my God!
Just like how Snow and Charming were like whispering to each other right in front of Emma last season. They were like,
yeah.
"What if she finds out what we did?" It's like she's right there.
What
like,
if she finds out that we're lying? Lying,
they're
Emma,
really
we're
bad
lying.
At whispering.
Just this whole thing.
Really bad at whispering. Yeah.
But I was just like, really, like nobody caught that. Emma, Swan, you can't use your dark magic, and I'm just like, nobody heard this. Like, I get that, like, Robin's being stabbed over there, but at the same time, like, come on. Nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
sorry, I'd be paying more attention to Kevin
sure
than I would be to Robin, but, you know, that's just...
Obviously. Excuse. My perspective might be skewed a little bit, but I mean, who knows? They were all the way across the room, so maybe nobody heard.
Nobody heard. Nobody knows. Because, you know,
clearly.
Plot. That
Speaking
would affect
of, like,
the plot.
Yeah, of, like, Emma with the whole magic thing. It's, like, how, well, one, how Regina, like, used the dagger to, like, be, like, no, I'm gonna say that I'm the savior. I was, like, yeah, I get it, but I was kind of, like, why? Like, I'm torn. Of, like, did I like that happened? Or am I, like, kind of mad that it happened? I don't know. I haven't really gotten, like, 100% on board with this whole, like, I feel like it's too easy for them to say, oh, now that Emma's the dark one, Regina's going to be the savior, because they're supposed to be opposite. And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like that's just, like, the easy way out. I feel like there has to be more to it than that.
I feel like
sense.
The reason Emma went dark was because she kept having to use her powers to fix Regina's problems. And I feel
yeah.
like Regina's mostly to blame, as usual. And I feel like everyone else had, like, side roles in it. Like, Snow and Charmaine kind of like, oh,
yeah.
well, you need to save this person, or you need to do this for the best.
Yeah.
Like, you can handle it. You can handle it. It'll be fine. And then she
like
just
rooted.
Cracked.
Yeah, the
yep.
problem was always kind of rooted in something, either something Regina did, or then after the first few seasons, like, then it was in some way to help her, like, or whatever. Like, it always kind of came back to, like, somehow being instigated by something that Regina did, which is why I really liked that they finally had Emma kind of
yeah.
say, I'm sick and tired of, like, cleaning up your crap. Like, this is on you, and you need to take the consequences. Which
that
I'm
was
like, if Regina's
my...
alive, right, or... If Rumble was breathing right now, like, consciously, I would hope that she would do the same to him. But, like,
right.
for now, we'll just one step at a time.
I love Regina, but I love the fact that Emma called her out and hogged all her crap. Because it's so true. Regina's always finding someone else to blame. Like, she did the same thing to Rumble. Like, oh, you turned me into this. You turned me into the evil queen, and you did this.
Which, while that
like,
is partially true,
it's
still,
is,
like, you can't
but
blame...
at the same time...
You,
like, you,
like,
you had a choice.
She was
matter.
Influenced. She was heavily influenced and kind of at every... She was there
but
at every misstep to, like,
it too. So it's
direct
like,
her more. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's he was there. Like, he wasn't there. He didn't help at all in terms of, like, her slipping farther and farther in. But
he gave her the tools to do it.
Yeah, he may have pushed her in, and but she's the one who decided to stay and swim.
And swim, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And she doesn't own up to it. Like, she does and she doesn't. Like, when she does need to be the evil queen, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm the evil queen. I love taking care of things the hard way. Like, I got this, da-da-da. And then when she wants her problems fixed, she's like, I didn't do this. This is you. You did all this. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. The deflecting finally, like, because she actually finally stepped up this week. And, I mean, she has in other small ways in the past, but this time it was, like, a direct, like, she stepped up, like, when to beat Zelina or whatever, like, but that was different. Like, that wasn't, it was kind of about her. Like, it was her fight to win because it was, like, her sister was trying to ruin her life or whatever. But,
yeah.
That, like, so that finally, that, like, directly affected her, like, in a good way. Like, oh, if I beat her, like, she's not going to be ruining my life anymore. But this time, there was, like, no good outcome for her. And she finally, like, did something without having, like, positive, like, consequences on the other side. Like,
exactly.
It was going to be all negative. It was either Robin was going to die or she was going to die. Like, there was no positive outcome in sight. So.
Yeah, sad, but at the same time, like, they always come up with such a quick fix, and it's kind of annoying sometimes. Like, I know they're not going to kill off Robin or Regina, but they're like, oh, let me all just hold hands, and we'll all be fine. And the fact that King Arthur, like, the only thing I got out of that whole scene was the fact that King Arthur and Charmaine were holding hands. That's all I got. That's all I got out of that.
Yeah. I got out of this, like, that I saw something saying how the fact that it took all of them to just, like, Grumpy said, oh, this proves that you're going to help, you're going to be the one to save this town or whatever. But I honestly think the fact that
it's going to be all,
like, blatantly have been saying, like, so hard, like, Regina's going to be the new savior, or is she going to be the new savior? Like, they've been, like, dropping that in our face so often. Like, they never, like, when that happens, it's never how it is in the end. Like,
exactly. Which is why I'm still convinced that Killian and Arthur are related. Because they said he wasn't.
Anything anyone said.
I can't believe anything that come out of Adam and Eddie's mouth.
Yeah. So I honestly think they're going to do, like, a little, like, hook and switch. Like, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, like, they just proved 2 episodes in that Regina can't really, like, she really can't be the savior by herself. Like, she just can't. Like, she wasn't built that way. Like, but if all of them come together, then they can all, like, assume the role together. And, like, which I think is better than them just being like, oh, Emma's dark, that means Regina's light. Like, the whole opposite thing. Like, yin and yang or whatever they're trying to pull. I'm like, yeah, let's make it more interesting than that.
Yeah. Speaking of Emma, I just have to give props to Jennifer's acting, and her facial expression is completely different from the Emma that we know. She's changed her voice, her mannerisms, like, everything is, like, a completely new person, and I love it, and it's flawless.
It's awesome.
And
I
want her
it.
Trench coat. I want her trench coat dress thing.
Oh,
I did,
seriously.
Her entire
so, like,
Dark Swan wardrobe, I need it.
It's so great. I love everything about it. I love, like you said, her voice. It's so, like, it kind of, like, irks you in this weird way. Like, it doesn't sit right when you hear it. You're like, that's just, it creeps you out, and it, like, makes you, but it's, like, fascinating at the same time. Like, I just, it's so complex and deep, and I just love everything about it. And we've only seen, like, 4 scenes worth of us acting on that part.
She nailed it. And I'm
so excited.
I'm so happy she has the opportunity to show us her acting skills, too, because old Emma, I mean, she had great acting scenes, but I feel like this is, like, really challenging her in a way, and she's definitely, like, stepping up to the challenge. Like, it is, like, oh, I love it. Oh, I love it, and I want more.
Yeah, and she's so, like, the whole, just, like, the personality of the character, like, regardless of even, like, her performance, which is great, like, the way the character is, like, written is even amazing. Like, Like, she's kind of, like, sassy, but, like, not, like, in a Rumple kind of way where he was, like, a she's still kind of, like, a trickster, but she's, like, more, like, cold about it. Like, he was all, like, playful, like, ooh-hoo-hoo, like, giggly and whatever. Like, he was evil, but he was kind of, like, weird and playful
she's
about it.
She's kind of playing
and
games.
She's just, like, cold. Like, hardcore, like, cold.
Like,
but then, like,
done
playful
with your crap.
When she's... Yeah. But then when she's, like, around Hook, she got all, like, dark and playful, like, weird. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, the dynamics. Like, then she was with Henry, and it was different. And she was with Hook, it was different. And then when she was with Regina, she was, like, stone cold. It was just
that's
up and down.
That's why I feel like Regina
awesome.
Is the main problem. because of that. Like, the vibes
I
are
know.
So different. And, like, the second
obviously,
Regina showed up with Henry, she, like, shut down.
Oh, yeah.
I just...
She was, like, she wasn't... There was not even a hint of dark, like, darkness really at all when she was talking to Henry. Like, she was almost normal. And then it just went, like, 180. And then when she was with Hook, it was, like, in the middle. Like, playful but dark. And she was trying to, like, lure him into the dark side. Like, kind of, you know.
I'm here for it. I'm totally okay if she does that. I will have no complaints if Hook goes dark again.
just
at
a
least,
little bit.
I just one episode. I will take one episode.
One.
And then he can... snap out of it, but give me at least one episode where he embraces his darkness for a little bit, even if it's just
like
a ruse to get close to Emma.
I feel like that's going to happen next week. You just have that promo. Oh my god, I'm still thinking about it. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, basically, we've determined based on that promo that the whole episode next week is going to, at least in the present day, is going to be her trying to lure him into doing what she wants. And, I mean, she's pulling out all the stops for that. And I'm excited.
Yes.
It's going to be super angsty, but I'm really excited about it.
Give me all the angst. I am here for it. Like, no questions asked.
All aboard.
I
all
love
aboard the angst
all that.
Train.
Yes. I'm flying first class. Like, give it to me now. I have no
first
complaints with
angst. On the angst train.
Yes. But yeah, she. I just love it, and I can't wait to see how she is with her parents because we have not really seen much except last
just that
week's
one
short
like,
little interaction.
Yeah, that was enough to make me be like,
oh crap! Like, y'all did something again. Go figure.
I know, and I feel like I'm just, like, this week's episode, like, that we got, like, one piece of it, obviously. Like, that's how it works with Once Upon a Time. Like, every week you get a piece of the puzzle, like, in terms of flashbacks. But, obviously, we kind of, there had to be more that set off Emma with Regina than the fact that she, like, asked her to save Robin and then took the credit.
Oh, definitely.
Like, it's got to be more than that, but I feel like that's, like, the root of the problem. Like we were saying, it's the root of the problem. Like, Regina, like, I'm sure Emma, like, she likes the power. She's, like, as we saw, also the fact that there were two, not one, but two true love kisses in this episode, and I just couldn't handle either of them in any way, but we'll get to that. The fact that, like, Emma didn't embrace, well, she, like, whatever, it didn't work, and she started turning, like, scaly, because, like, she liked the power or whatever. I feel like the more the darkness kind of, like, creeps in on her, the more, like, the more it's going to amplify all, like, the resentment she has for Regina, like, parading herself around as a savior. And she's not having it.
Yeah, I definitely think it's rooted with jealousy, in a way, and envy that she's getting all the credit for the things that Emma's doing.
Especially
because
it was, like, Emma's magic did
and she's
that.
Sacrificing herself in a way, too, because the more she uses the darkness, the more closer she is to going completely dark. So, yeah, I definitely feel like
it's
we're
like
not done with that.
The fact that, like, Emma, like, Regina keeps telling her, or everyone keeps telling her, like, no, you're dark magic, like, you can't handle it. Like, we need to find another way. We can't let you use magic. But then the both times she's used magic, like, have turned out... Well, the one Meredith thing was different, but the whole saving Robin thing, at least, Like, mm-hmm. when Arthur said, oh, that proves that you're who we need. Like, you're Merlin's prophecy or whatever. Like, clearly, because she was standing in the doorway, like,
yeah.
listening to that. And then, like, she went away, or she was still standing there or whatever. But, like, clearly she wanted to step up and be like, no, that was me. But then Regina still kind of, like, was like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, so I feel like that's, like, what Emma's beef with Regina at least starts with on the bottom
mm-hmm.
layer. Whatever else happens, that they fail her for whatever reason.
Yeah, I also don't know if she is the only one that casts this curse. Because when she was talking to Killian about it, and he's like, you can tell me anything. And, like, her face broke for a moment. Like, her dark one, well,
yeah.
she, like, the real one, like, kind of feel broke through. Because she's like, I wish I could. Like, I feel like she actually can't tell
yeah.
anybody.
I feel like she
things.
Might not even
like,
know, like, how they got.
Yeah. I don't
like,
know.
What happened
I feel
to
like
him, what? And then
it's like a half knowledge.
I don't know if she even really knows.
Thing.
Yeah, something clearly happened. Because the fact that she's like, oh, that's the question of the day. And then she's like, I wish I could tell you. But it's like,
yeah.
Does she not know 100% what happened?
Either she
like,
doesn't
or...
know, or she's someone else helped her cast it, and now she can't talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't
and
know.
Like, and the
maybe
fact
they got
that
Merlin
the,
out.
The, yeah, I think they did. Like, I'm sure they did.
I think
because
they got Merlin
no way.
Out, and Merlin's evil, and he used Emma.
Probably. I feel like, because I feel like Merlin... still, like, on the fence, like, if he's going to end up being good or evil. Like, I feel like I've pretty much established
know.
In my mind that Arthur is going to be, like, super shitty business because the fact, especially when he was like, oh, we have to help them. They're trying to defeat the Dark One, which means that I can finally get my hands on the dagger and we can make Excalibur whole and everything that we've worked for, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, you care way too much about this dagger. Like, you're teetering on some dangerous territory right now, and
I feel like he doesn't know exactly what he's in, what he's gotten himself into,
oh,
and he's just going
not.
With whatever Merlin has said. And I feel like he's gonna end up doing something really horrible, but not like on purpose. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he, I don't know. His face throws me off, so I don't know what to do with him.
His face, I just stare at it, and
his
then I'm
face
like, oh, wait,
and his
what?
Armor, and his armor, and I'm like, what are you saying?
Oh.
Sorry.
I know, I'm sure we're going to get more of that next week, because him and Charming are going to go on a little bro venture.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
Of course.
I like how Charming's so quick to just trust him. He's like, oh, by the way, we lied to you. Let me tell you everything we lied about. And he's just, King Arthur's just totally, like, Arthur's face is just like, no. Nah. Like, really? Like, I'm, like, I not only did I get dragged here, now y'all lied to me. Like, he's just already done with their crap.
Yeah. It's so, yeah, that was pretty funny how, even why they ended up there. I mean, I know, like, if, like, some curse got cast, they probably would have taken whoever was, like, in the vicinity. So that means the people in Camelot. But, it just, I don't know, I feel like, Regina's like, oh, the toy sold, whatever, she was talking about Arthur and all them, like, showing up. It obviously means something, that they're there,
mm-hmm.
like, probably. And the fact that, like, I think, well, whoever decided to bring them over wanted Arthur there, because they knew that Excalibur never left his side. And the only way to get it from him was to pull him away. In a curse, then, where you could, like, take things away from him, the people or whatever, you can decide what happens to them. Because clearly, it got in Emma's basement somehow, so
well,
somebody
Rumpel,
put it there.
Rumpel, or whatever we're calling him, fake Rumpel, I don't know, he says, well, that's why you brought the sword over here. So,
yeah.
But it's almost like she didn't know that she brought the sword. So I'm like, why is it in her
yeah.
basement?
Cause it's
why
like,
doesn't she already
like
know
she...
the rules about this and how she can't pull it out
Hook
herself?
Because when was walking towards that door, though, like it was like almost too perfect of the timing that she swooped in with the rum right as he was about to like investigate
mm-hmm.
So I'm like, because Rumple is like inside her head, so it's like stuff that she already knows, but she's just not like aware of. So it's like weird.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I like, don't.
It throws me off. And then I'm like, well, did the other dark ones have a little devil on their shoulder like Emma does, or is this just with Emma?
I think
because I know
I
they didn't show
like,
it with anyone else.
I think it's just
because
she knew. She knew the Dark One personally, like, because, like, with Rumple and whoever else, like, most people, it's like, they heard of the Dark One, they went, they found the dagger, they defeated him and took the power, like, they didn't have any, like, long, extended connection, so there's, like, they all probably have this little dark voice in their head saying, like, you want to do bad things, blah, 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 like, their, like, bad conscience was, like, screaming at them, but since it's a show, and she's, like, the main character. Like, they needed some way to personify that. So they were, like, they were, like, oh, because, like, he said, he's, like, I could be any dark one you want. Would you rather me be this? And so in her mind, like, that's the only way she knows, like, to her, the dark one is Rumple. Like, it's that's who the dark one is. There's, like, no other association. So I feel like that's just the only reason why he's popping up in her head.
We need to keep Robert Carlyle on the show somehow.
Well, yeah, and they wouldn't just have him sitting around doing nothing. That would be a waste of a good
just
actor.
Just laying there. I'd love that, to get paid and just pretend to sleep all day.
Yeah, dude. Go pay.
He's got it made right
now. You can take a nap.
I honestly forget that Robert Carlyle plays Rumple and Mr. Gold, because when I see Mr. Gold, I'm like, oh, yeah, there he is. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's got, like, one scene. I'm like, oh, wait, no, he doesn't. He's Rumple in Emma's head. I'm like, ah, like, he's that good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Skills. He's got the skills.
Seriously.
Another thing I was kind of upset about is I'm pretty sure they cut that scene with Emma and Hook by the car that we've been seeing pictures of for weeks now.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's in an upcoming episode. But I'm pretty sure that was it. And
convinced. Because, like, he was still in front of her car, and then she showed up and said, hey, I've been looking for you, and then she grabbed onto his jacket, and they, like, whisked away. But obviously, based on what we saw, like, 2 months ago, it seems that from the videos that conversation
went on for longer.
So they probably, at some point, decided we'd rather have this conversation, like, in her house or whatever, so they just, like, maybe they thought it was repetitive, so they cut it out. Like, I'm sure we'll see it on some DVD or whatever. Like,
we better, or I'm gonna riot. Those photos kept me going for quite some time.
I know. I was like, oh my god, it's only episode 2, and they're already like interacting in town. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of that interacting, I mean, that was pretty much the best part of this whole hour of TV was. That was the best part.
Oh my god. They have such amazing chemistry. And
his face when it didn't work. Oh my
when
god.
It didn't work.
Like, my heart broke like 500 times over and over and over again. Like, he just looks so upset. Oh man.
And I love the fact that him and Belle are bonding over loving the Dark One and drinking together.
I love it. It's so great. Even though I'm like, Belle, you need to move on.
Where is Will?
Seriously, she kind of just, like, forgot him. She was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Will's not in here anymore. We're not going to talk about him ever again.
Basically.
When Emma was looking in on everybody in the diner, and it totally paralleled to when Hook was doing it in Poor Unfortunate Souls, and I was just like, oh.
And they're both cursed. Oh, my God. It's just, I can't even handle any of it. But the fact when he kissed her, and it was like, well, one, how she, like, swooped in, and it was like, oh, the fast, like I said, like, she was all playful, like, oh, that's still not the fastest way to a pirate's heart is through his liver. And he's like, I know a faster way. And, okay, for one, that was probably, like, one of the, if not the most, like, crazy kiss that they have ever had on this show.
Mm-hmm. Was that ready to move over to HBO?
The Neverland kiss was not even...
It was a...
close
about
to
ready to move over to the HBO channel
or just like
not to, like, 9 p.m., like, just 1 hour later, because, like, the shows after Once Upon a Time are super raunchy. So,
exactly.
You get a later time slot.
A little bit an hour.
All right, so
I want to get into the theory and the Greek mythology.
Because oh my gosh.
This is the thing I was talking about earlier, where everyone's been having these predictions and theories and plot ideas, and I'm so in love with them. All right, so they obviously brought in Greek mythology because a fury is Greek mythology, right? And it explains how they basically right the wrongs that have been happening and whatever. But for them, it's magic.
Yeah.
And then when the fury had Robin on the lake, and then the ferryman came, like the boat with the hood, and I was like, oh, I am so excited because I feel like there's going to be Hades.
I hope so. It'd be so great. But only if he's as snarky as
I don't even know who would,
he was in the Disney movie.
I don't even know who would play Hades, but I feel like it would be the best thing ever. And the underworld, and I
kind of like how Krill is like the best thing ever.
Yes.
Like,
came
out of left field completely. Like, whoever thought that Cruella would have been, like, been able to fit in, because she didn't, as far as we knew, didn't have magic. So we're like, how is she going to be a good villain? Like, all these other people have magic. They're going to kick her butt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but she was awesome.
Yeah.
So I hope it's the same way.
All right, well, here's my theory. And I've been seeing it on Tumblr, too. So, I mean, it's kind of like, it's floating around out there. I think the Price putting Excalibur back together is a life, or the thing that Emma loves most, or, I don't know, something to do with that. And it's going to be Killian. And then for 5B, they're going to have to go to the underworld and drag his soul back from the underworld. And I just really want it to happen. And I just want to bring in more Greek mythology, because I love all the Greek goddesses and all those stories, and Hades and Zeus and all of that.
I mean, they already kind
of
started. Like, last season, like, they had, like, the Medusa thing or whatever. And
exactly.
I feel like there
they've
was
had,
one other time where they threw it in.
Well, they have had Poseidon.
Oh, Poseidon. Yeah, they had Poseidon.
They've had...
Like that.
Someone mentioned online that Killian's crest for his kingdom is three suns, and it could be maybe symbolizing Apollo. They've definitely thrown in little hints. And they've had Thor's hammer in the background of Goldshot before.
Yeah.
I just give me all the Greek mythology. Give it all to me.
The fact that everyone's related, my friend always, she doesn't really watch the show, like, regularly. She used to, but now she kind of does it. But whenever she would watch with me, we'd always bring up the fact that everyone's related, and she was like, just wait. Eventually, they're going to be like, boom, Zeus is there. Everyone's related. Suckers. Like, it's going to be this bomb that drops. Like, Zeus is going to show up and be like, surprise, you're all related. Like, because Zeus had a gajillion kids, so with a million other different people. So the possibilities are endless.
It really is on this show. Another thing I was thinking about is that the darkness has been, like, was forged, like, in the underworld, so they could bring that in that way. I don't know. I just want Hades in the underworld.
Where does darkness come from besides, like, the underworld? I mean, I know that, like, in Greek mythology, the underworld necessarily isn't supposed to be a bad thing. It's just
afterlife. Yeah.
But it mostly gets twisted in stories to be, like, the representation of evil. So I get that. And they probably would go with that if they were going to use it, for sure.
Yeah, I just want all the Greek mythology. I love Greek mythology, and I feel like it'd be really cool on the show.
Especially the fact that they were like, oh, Killian, like, this is the one time, anytime I say anything about Fuxo, so I'm always like, I'll take this at face value, and if you don't come through on this, I'm going to come and find you. Anything else I take with a grain of salt, but with stuff about him, I'm like, you better come through on this. How there was some article last week or this week, whatever, about how his past is going to come into play, like, this half of the season
heavily,
and next half of the season.
Yeah.
It's going to be, like, we're finally going to find out things, like, about his dad and about his brother, and I'm like, give it all to me.
Yeah, I'm like, he's
right
from
now.
Camelot, he's related to Arthur.
There's so many things.
I'm still convinced that him and Arthur are half-brothers, and it's just, it's going to happen.
I definitely get carried up in the Hook series, because back in the day, there was a point in time where I was convinced that they were going to say he was Peter Pan. Like, real hardcore was convinced.
That would have been great.
He's going to end up being Peter Pan. Like, I was so hardcore, like, on the bandwagon. And then, obviously, it didn't happen, but it worked out. But I was like, so, who knows? Might be pleasantly surprised. Either way, it's fun to theorize about things we probably have no idea what we're talking about.
Hey, I called the Zelina thing. I totally knew what I was talking about the entire time. I wasn't just throwing out random crazy ideas that just happened to be right.
Yeah.
No.
A lot of things that happen, it's, like, scary how well people predict. And then there's always that one thing about it, though, that is, like, missing that makes it, like, extra good. Like, you're like, oh, I totally called that, but I didn't expect that part to be there or whatever. So we might know mostly where it's going, but, like, there's, like, the little pieces along the way that make it better.
Yeah, and even the ferryman's boat, like, his little, what are they called? Starts with a G.
Gondola?
Yes, his little gondola. And it was, like, totally, like, Greek mythology-looking, underworld, like,
oh, yeah. The
Hades,
fact that he was,
little
like,
bone.
Hooded.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that
was
death.
It
was,
like, total
was
Grim Reaper, like, creepy. Yeah, that basically was what it was.
I love it. And the Fury was very creepy. It was just, I think.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? I was very confused at first, and then I was like, well, of course Belle figured it out because she's always in the library. Wah-wah, always. If there's something to figure out, Belle will find it in the library. This is like the Bonnie will fix everything with magic thing of like Once Upon a Time. Like, Belle will find it in the library. Like, that's their fail-safe when they need someone to figure something out quickly.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties and something got cut off. We don't know what happened, but we're back. So basically, to sum up our theories and plot points is that there are a lot of theories and plot points to be had. If you want to discuss them further with us, follow us on Twitter. Our links are in the description below. And, Emily, do you have any final thoughts on the episode?
Overall, I would say that I'm excited about the direction we're heading in. I feel like this episode still, like, was on the side of frustrating me more than it, like, resolved for me. But I feel like that's how this season is really just going to play out for the majority of the time. We're going to be kept in the dark about a lot of things until it's the right time.
We're definitely going to have more questions than answers.
I, which is always so true. So I feel like we're heading in the right direction, especially in terms of Captain Swan, which we have discussed at length many times.
Yes.
So, yeah, overall, I thought it was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love how meaty these episodes are. There's so much to dissect and talk about with these episodes because they've managed to pack so much into them, but still keep it to where it's not rushed. And I'm just so excited for Sunday to see where they go next. All right. That about wraps it up. We will see you later next week because I will be in Atlanta at a Vampire Diaries convention with some of the other Variety Radio Online hosts. And I will be back on Tuesday, so probably Wednesday or Thursday we will get around to recapping next week's episode. Until then, I'm Rachel, and this is Emily.
Hello, and don't forget you can always read my lovely words before we get to talking.
Yes, Emily will have her blog out before I get home.
So Rachel will have a cheat sheet when she gets home.
Huh?
So you'll have a cheat sheet to use when you get home.
Yes, I will have my cheat sheet. All right, be sure to follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, all the social media websites, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.